And joining us right now on the phone, she is the Harlem High School girls basketball coach in her fourth year. She is Beth Myers. How are you doing, Beth?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you with us. So far, correct me if I'm wrong, I've got you down as from your Thanksgiving tournament as 1-3 record right now?
0-5, actually.
0-5. Okay, so somebody gave me the wrong records here. Talk a little bit about... I like my record better, 1-3.
Yeah, me too. Can I borrow it?
Talk a little bit about that tournament. What tournament you play in and the talent and the caliber of talent there and what some of the things you learned about your team throughout that tournament.
Yeah, we go out to Buffalo Grove. Have some really good competition out there. Kind of allows us to go away and work on some things that we can work on. I think that, generally speaking, it's a tournament that pushes us every year, but it exposes our weaknesses and it allows us to fix those and be aware of those going into the conference season. And that's kind of why I schedule us in a difficult, tough competition right off the bat. We played Mother McCauley, who was preseason ranked 10. So, again, really good competition, people that are going to push you and expose those weaknesses. So, you know, now that we have, you know, 3 months to make them into strength and to make sure that we're ready by the end of the season to take on whoever it is we get in that postseason.
What you mentioned, what are some of the specific things that you saw that I think one of the things I'm looking at some of the scores, and you were only in the 30s for most of your games, so I assume offense is an issue you have to tackle.
It is, yes. Offense is definitely a challenge. And as we stated in the beginning, we're very young, so just kind of doing little things, taking care of the ball well, making sure that we are feeding the ball, coming back to the ball, active hands on defense, the rebounding, you know, like just all the little pieces. I think we've got players that are coming right from eighth grade up to varsity. That's a huge jump. And things that you could get away with on the lower levels, you just can't get away with at varsity anymore. So it's going to be a learning process for them, but I know that they'll ready to go in time.
Now, go over who you lost from last season. Last season, you guys finished 12-4 in the conference, 22-9 overall, so had a very strong season last year. Who all did you lose from that team? And again, as you mentioned, you've got some young kids there, and who is replacing them this time?
Yeah, so our two major losses, we had 7 seniors, all of which provided, you know, incredible leadership and, you know, played their roles to the fullest. But our two major losses were Paige Schneider, 3-point specialist, I would say. Had the most 3-pointers in the NIC last year. And then we also lost Anaya Moore, who's playing at UW-Milwaukee now. So those are our two major losses. We also had a lot of players that just played their role well, as we mentioned before. So Megan Johnson took tons of charges and just was a defensive leader for us. We lost Claire Beauvair, who was our captain, just did all the little things well, and again, played her role to the utmost. She'd box out every play, make an effort to box out. Now she's only 5'7", 5'8", so she wasn't necessarily getting every rebound, but just the fact that you would make the effort to box out and to get to the rebound makes a huge difference for keeping the other team off the board so that the rest of us can clean up those rebounds. So she's a tough loss for us.
And how do you, who's back now? I think I saw on your sheet that Katie Daly and Brielle Shaw are two of your top returning starters. Who else have you got coming back? And what roles are those girls going to fill in? Some of the other ones that will fill in, like basically to replace Paige Schneider and Anaya?
Yeah, so Katie's been hurt, so that has not helped our cause either, as one of our only returning varsity players and returning starters. So Katie Daly, when she gets healthy and she gets better, I expect that she would really propel our team forwards. Brielle, this is her third year on varsity. She's been our point guard, handles the ball well, makes good decisions, really pushes pace for us. So those are our two keys for us. In terms of incoming, we have some good freshmen. Julie Bailey is one of our freshman guards. She's kind of a utility player, I guess. I would say. She shoots threes, but she can also take it to the hole, has good ball handling, all that kind of good stuff. Maya Davidson is about 6 foot, so she's got the height and the size, but still kind of learning how to use it to the best of her ability. So, again, in time, I think that she'll be quite a force on the inside. Bree Jackson is coming back to us from last year. She's been our most consistent rebounder and post player throughout the 5 games, so I expect her to continue to do good things and, you know, again, really learn how and when to score with the basketball. I think that will help us in the long run.
Now you talk about...
We also have two guards that are joining us that were not former players, but Bailey Blecker and Ariana Purifoy, both actually soccer players by trade, really run the floor well, space it out, again, push pace, and do a lot of little things defensively well, and it's something that we'll value throughout the course of the season.
Sure. Now, how difficult for you as a coach to go from a team that's very senior-laden last year, and I would assume very experienced last year, to a team now where you're playing a lot of freshmen, sophomores? I mean, I was just going to probably test your patience, and you may have to approach things differently on expectations and even how you address the kids, especially when you get a freshman that steps up and has to play varsity level. A lot of kids these days I know have experience with AAU, so maybe they're a little less intimidated by playing against the older and bigger players. But, I mean, how does that change for you as a coach when you have to address these younger teams?
Yeah, I think everything that you said, it dramatically changes the way that you approach the game and approach even just scouting reports and post-game evaluation. You know, I used to be able to go into a large depth. Last year we had a team that had really good basketball IQs. They were high. They understood a lot of the more advanced statistics that, as a math teacher, I do like to bring out. But at the end of the day, this group needs it simplified, and it needs it to just be, you know, turnovers. We got to work on turnovers, and sure. It's simple and it's basic. But we can fix a lot of mini skills by just focusing on them one by one. So I always like that quote, it's not what you teach, it's what you emphasize. We'll keep teaching everything, but we emphasize little things that can make a big difference in the long run for our squad. So, yeah, it changed the way that I approach pretty much everything that I do. Patience-wise, I'm a special ed teacher as well, so I got the patience, but it just has to be
patience of a saint to do that.
Reminder. They're young, they're trying, they work hard, they've got effort. You know, that's not our problem. We're not coaching effort. It's just, you know, they're going to be behind because they're young, they haven't played together before, they haven't played varsity before, they don't have the IQ quite that, you know, again, we took for granted sometimes in our kids last year, and again, in time, they'll be great, and they will be ready to go. Right now, it's just kind of a learning curve.
Now, and the questionnaire I sent out at the beginning of the season, you listed as your strengths, those speed and defense. So are you taking advantage of that speed? Is this a situation where you're going to be pressing more or trying to, if you're having issues offensively, maybe you try to start making points, basically let your defense set up your offense by making the points off of presses and steals and things like that. Are you emphasizing that more?
That's definitely our goal as we move forward. Like I said, with Katie out, we saw a lot of significant presses in the burbs with 6-foot girls in the front court and long arms and all that kind of good stuff. So press break led us to not be able to push the ball the way that we wanted to. But I think as we get into the season, the goal would be to be able to press other teams and to be able to get out and run and use transition as a strength. And then again, defensively, just stopping people. Like I said, a lot of teams we played had multiple 6-foot girls, and you know, we just don't have that kind of size to compete there. But once we get back here, I think that we should be able to match up a little bit better.
Sure.
And play to our strengths more.
Now, earlier you mentioned the comment about getting the girls ready. Obviously, like you said, you've got Katie out. Once you get her back, that'll change things too. But you mentioned about getting ready so that you're kind of set for that playoff run. Are you looking at the season then not so much as your focus on your finish in the Nick 10, but it's more of just a focus of getting better so that you maybe make a nice run in the postseason? Is that kind of where your focus is? Or do you still think you guys could make some noise in the Nick 10?
I always hope to make some noise. But, again, with just the youth of our group and the young kids that we have, I just think, like, you know, results come day after day after, you know, practice and effort and, you know, they don't come overnight. So with a young group, with an inexperienced group, I don't expect that we're going to do, you know, marvelous things here in the first half necessarily. We'll get better. We'll work every day. We'll improve our strength. But by the end of the season, I think, you know, the goal would be to reach our potential and to grow as much as possible so that we're ready to make some noise in the second half of the season.
Sure. So, Kyle, give me a little of your assessment of the Nick 10. Who are the teams to beat? I think a lot of people are pretty much in agreement on this, but I want to get your sense of that and where you guys think you could finish when it's all said and done in the conference race.
Yeah, so obviously, agreement is Cleveland and Hano are the two strongest programs in our conference. I think that they will be tough to beat for anybody else. And obviously, the Boylan-Hano game will be a really, really good one.
Sure.
Like that record-setting one last year. In terms of other people, it seems like LA and East had a tough loss to in Mariah, and that'll cause him to struggle and not necessarily be as dominant as he has been in the past. I think teams to beat are always, you know, that next little group of us is Belvedere North, East. I like to think that we're usually in that group. Guilford's got Kate Dennis. She's a quality player. They're always tough to beat. You know, so I think that there's this next group of us where it could go either way. I think tonight is a really big game for us and a really big test in seeing North right out of the gates. Again, they had a nice win over Geneva, returning two-time state champions in their opening tournament. So I know that they also got pushed and did some good things. Madison Dirks, Brianna Lake, really great quality players. I think both of them were in all-conference at, you know, some level there. So, again, some really good talent in Belvedere North. I think they're definitely one that, you know, we want to at least compete with here in this first round and be able to, you know, see who the top team is by the end of the year.